The dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
Still to come on today's edition of Hometown Radio, John Pashong is going to be here at 5:05. He wants to be the next District 1 County Supervisor. What do you think? We'll find out. Then Craig joins me for Last Call, the nightly open line. Tom O'Malley, the mayor of Atascadero, is going to be here tomorrow. Also, Gary J. Freiberg talks about Bob Dylan winning the Nobel Prize for Literature. Why not? It is a Dave Congleton show, always, your hometown radio talk show. We are back with Allison Berger, founder of the brand new Go See Foundation, sharing with us her journey, trying to maintain some kind of vision. 543-8830. 1-800-549-5832. Those are the numbers they're bringing to the conversation. We're also meeting her new guide dog, Oga. Husband John also hanging out. We've got Liz in San Luis on KVEC. Hey, Liz.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Allison. Hi, John. And hi, Oga.
Hey, Liz.
Hi. I just wanted to say hello. I totally am with you on everything you're saying about the vision. And Allison and I, we've been friends now about 3 or 4 years, and being visually impaired myself, we have a lot of days that we can call each other and have a nice talk and pep each other up a bit, and we both have less lives, that's for sure. And both of our husbands, we've gone to dinner together, and it's kind of fun to hear the silly stories both of our husbands have to endure. But we really do. I'm just thankful for our friendship.
That's nice of you to say.
Thanks.
Want to say anything, Allison?
Thank you, Liz. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And nice of you to call in, Liz. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
543-8830. 1-800-549-5832. Up to Templeton we go for Travis on KVEC. Hey, Travis.
Hello, Dave. How you doing?
We're good. Travis, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. And I want to say hello to Miss Allison Berger, our traveling buddy.
Hey, right, Travis.
Hey, Allison, and hey, John. It's nice to meet you over the phone, even though we haven't met face-to-face yet.
Oh, but we have. We have met several times on the bus. The same bus,
really?
That you met Allie on, yeah.
Yeah.
Not the same time, though.
No, but I want to say congrats to your brand new guide dog, Olga.
Thank you.
So, Travis, definitely a big milestone for you.
Travis, what's your vision situation?
Well, I've been blind since birth, and I have Leber's congenital amaurosis.
I've never heard of that.
It's a rare eye condition that people get, and it's where the pupils are, sluggish and they don't function as well like they should be. Hmm. And the corneas, don't work as well. However, I do have rods and cones, meaning I do have light perception. But I am a Braille reader, and my technology I use, including my iPhone, iPad, and computer, all talk.
Wow.
Plus, I have a small device called a Braille Note, which has a Braille display at the bottom.
The technology, we were talking about that earlier. The technology is just amazing these days.
Oh, my gosh, especially with Apple, thanks to VoiceOver. And there's so many things you can do on it now, especially for those who book, rides with Uber, for example.
Yeah.
And
so,
Lyft.
So, Travis, talk a little bit about your relationship with Allison. What do you think of her, and how has she helped you?
Well, Allison, she is a truly great person to be around. And when I was on the runabout paratransit bus one day, she knew who I was because she's heard about me, through like certain people that I've known over the years. And we basically met on the bus, one morning. And we got to talking. And from when I met her, I just like, wow. Plus, I met her through another friend of ours that we've known for quite a long time, too. And Allison just, was always so kind. And she always wants to make sure that, I'm in a good mood and that, I'm getting around safely and that everything is all good, especially since we traveled together.
Travis, I don't think you're energetic enough.
That's a good one you pulled on me. I love jokes, so.
I don't know Allison that well, and Travis, I have never met you, but just listening to your voices today, it sounds like half the game is attitude.
Oh, thank you.
But am I right?
You know, really, I'm telling you, I just love you associating with people, including Allison. Plus, she and I, we did a presentation at Cal Poly through our with our science department and showed off our technology.
So what'd you show off?
Well, we showed off our technology, like our iPhones, Braille Note, computers, etc., with the talking software. And also, we talked with students who are like in the science programs on what could be developed one day to help us even more, especially in the home.
Hmm.
Like there's a new device called the Echo, the Amazon Echo.
Yeah.
And I've been mentioning, I mentioned to one of our tech guys down at Cal Poly, assistive technology guys, John Lee. And I was saying, if the Amazon Echo could use some more improvements, I think it would be great if we could integrate one of those new doorbells with it so people know who's at the door, like if they're like another part of the house and they can't get to the front door because let's say they're working on the computer doing something very important. Also, work with security cameras if your home has a security system.
All sorts of new opportunities. Travis, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in.
It's always good to hear him. He's quite an inspirational story anyway. If you live in the North County and you go to Home Depot, he was the greeter for a while, and then they promoted him.
Up in Paso?
In the Atascadero Home Depot.
Oh, okay.
And you go in, now he works in the appliance section, and you just, when you meet him, you just don't really even have recognize that he's completely unsighted. Other than seeing some light, you just don't. He's so affable and so friendly, and he walks on the bus and he knows where you are. He looks at you. He says hello to you. He's
inspiring.
He's very inspiring.
Yeah.
John and Allison Berger on this broadcast, 543-8830, 1-800-549-5832. If you want to join in the conversation, what's next for you, Allison?
Working on the GoSee Foundation. Planning an event. We're still in the startup stage, so don't have anything on the books yet.
I mean, how big do you want to get this?
Sky's the limit.
Yeah, how about as big as it needs to be? however big that might be.
Well, I guess the question then becomes, how big does it need to be? What's the challenge?
There are a lot of people who have visual impairments, a lot of people who are just experiencing vision loss. When you look at the technical version of visually impaired, as stated by the National Federation of the Blind, it's 2200 vision, or if you have better than 2200 vision in your better eye, the ability to a very narrow range of vision that can also be attributed. So Allison right now, with her vision as it is, with one eye and as little as she can see and inability to drive, very barely meets that level of legally blind or visually impaired. But there are a lot of folks, and Allison's been dealing with this, you've been dealing with it, Dave, for
two years,
right? Is this going from completely having great vision to having impaired vision or losing your vision? And it's that process, it's that transition that's so difficult. And so the numbers are stated are something along the lines of anywhere from 5.5% of the population to 12% are going through vision loss.
What struck me, though, is that in the state of California, you can drive with one eye. I mean, my license got renewed. I'm like, well, I have one eye. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
As long as you have one eye, you can drive. Thank you, sir. But a week does not go by where I don't have an incident driving. I mean, not like I'm going to hit somebody. It's just like last night I was at the grocery store. I was easing out, and I didn't see this other car. He tooted his horn. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to stop driving.
No. You're constantly moving your head around.
I'm just trying to compensate for that. But it is quite an adjustment. I can't even imagine the adjustment you've had, Allison. I can't even imagine that.
Well.
And that's the whole point of the foundation is how can those people who are going through it realize, one, you're not alone. Because there is a temptation in the process to shut down and, be depressed. And we see this. And we're just trying to find a way to make people realize you're not alone. There are resources. There are other people who are going through what you've gone through and are doing amazing things and working in Home Depot and going for walks and kayaking and tandem bike rides.
I am amazed by how many one-eyed people I have met in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of even, when, at least when I'm driving, of going back to the eye patch. Because when I put an eye patch over my left eye, it forces my right eye to look, I don't know, I just have better vision when I have the patch. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually thinking of doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's take some more phone calls here. 543-8830, 1-800-549-5832 for Allison Berger on Hometown Radio. Marilyn's on KVEC. Hi, Marilyn.
Hello, Allison, David, Craig, anyone else there?
John and Olga.
Hi.
Hi, Marilyn.
I have glaucoma, and I have since 1988. It's been, you know, pretty stabilized with my medication, but my sister has macular degeneration and glaucoma. So she has a lot of problems. And the ophthalmologist suggested a couple foods that would help stabilize her macular degeneration.
What kind of food?
Spinach. Hmm. She snacks on spinach. She eats it all the time. And salmon twice a week. She should have that, those two in particular.
Have you heard about food as a factor, Allison?
I have omega-3s, I think that
I mean, they always talk about carrots. Carrots being good for good vision. For
yeah.
What else, Marilyn?
Well, I just wanted to say, Allison, you're a very brave soul, because that's a lot of ups and downs that you've gone through. And my sister has gone through also since she was about 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wasn't diagnosed, but even when she was that age, she was squinting,
mm-hmm.
right, to see, or, you know, like you can squeeze your fist and look through that little pinhole and you can see better through your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, she's had that all her life, like you have.
But, wow. All right, Marilyn, thanks for calling in. We move on. We've got Pamela in Aurora Grande on KVEC. Hey, Pamela.
Hello, Dave. I thought it was great that she has Olga, the guide dog. I just wanted to let you guys know that there is a local guide dog club that we're a puppy raising club. It's called Paws for Sight.
Paws for Sight.
Yes.
Is there a website? And
they can get in touch with us by contacting Guide Dogs from the Blind in San Rafael.
Okay.
Or we also have a Facebook page, so they could message us on the Facebook page.
Have you ever heard of them, Allison?
I have, actually. I have heard of them. And I haven't met you, but I've met, I believe, Susan King?
Yes, she's our leader.
She's the leader. Yes, I did attend a meeting prior to me going up to receive Olga. And on a side note, Olga was raised down in Irvine, and she was co-puppy raised. And it was great. All 7 of the individuals who are part of her life came to my graduation in San Rafael.
Wow.
It was wonderful. They brought her gifts, and we're in touch. So
I love it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Anything else from you, Pamela?
That's it. I just wanted to let people know that there is a local puppy raising club here. I think we have about 7 puppies right now that we're raising. We have one that up in training right now, moving through the stages.
Awesome.
And it's called, and the name of the group again is?
Paws for Sight.
Paws for Sight. All right, Pamela, thank you very much. We have Gail in Morro Bay on KVEC. Hey, Gail.
Hey, how are you, Dave?
We're good, thank you.
Good. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Gail. How are you?
Good. I met Allison through our visual tech User Connect group, and it's a great group because it just keeps us like totally in touch with technology.
See, there are 15 people in that group, right? There are approximately 12 to 15 that show up.
Yeah,
and I'm sure
that kind of vary, you know, but yeah, 15 to 20.
And I'm sure there are lots of folks who are listening, maybe who didn't know that that existed, and that's part of.
I've never heard of it.
And that's one of the things that we're trying to do through the foundation is to let people know that there are all these things that are available, these resources and groups that get together and support for each other. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we meet like the fourth Tuesday of each month. And well, right now we're meeting in Whole Foods community room.
Mm-hmm.
We may be taking off for somewhere else in the new year, but it's a great group. And sometimes we bring in people, like we brought in Tommy Gong, you know, to talk about, you know, the voter machines for the not sighted. And that was a great, meeting. And then sometimes we just work with each other and, you know, ask questions of each other. And if I don't know something, someone else does, and they can share. So it's a really good working group.
All right. Gail, thank you very much for calling in. Let me squeeze in North County Jim on KVEC. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how are you, David?
Good, sir.
I have a lens transplant in one eye and a floater in the other.
Uh-oh.
So, in any case, there's a paralympic snow skier, Kelly Gallagher, who's blind. He's from Britain.
He's a what?
He's blind and he snow skis.
He's a snow skier. I see.
Yeah. So, it's, you know, people are doing things.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And there's a new lens they're developing that can give humans 3x20/20 vision at any age. And it's
really?
Only a three-minute surgery. Yeah, it's on collectiveevolution.com, and you can look that up.
Collectiveevolution.com.
Yeah, they're developing this lens now. They're calling it the bionic eye lens, currently in development.
I don't want to think about how much that's going to cost.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying they're working on things like that now. Just
sure.
People without limbs that are able to run faster than people with limbs.
So. In 1983, I was told I would never be able to get lens implants. And 10 years later, I had lens implants.
Right, right. The technology is moving rapidly.
Yes, sir. Yep. As are we. Jim, good to hear from you. We'll be back and wrap things up with the Burgers and Olga the Wonder Dog. I'm Dave Congleton. This is News Talk 920. KVEC.